Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Police across Northern Ireland are bracing themselves for a fourth night of disorder following initial disturbances in Ballymena. Fresh protests are planned in new locations, while the crisis could yet plunge Stormont into a fresh political stalemate. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is in Ballymena and he joins us now. Barry, you're very welcome. You're at Clonavon Terrace, where those disturbances began. Can you tell us what's the scene like there now?
All quiet at the moment, Sarah, here this evening after the last three evenings. I'm speaking from atop of a road where several of the houses are boarded up, where a few of them were firebombed and burned in those disturbances, including the one in front of me, where you can still smell the charred remains of the inside. But residents here bracing themselves to see what may happen next. They are appealing for people to stay away from Clonavon Terrace this evening to avoid any repeat of those scenes. Now, this all started with what was deemed a peaceful protest here earlier this week in support of the alleged victim of an alleged sexual assault by two Romanian nationals. What was deemed as a peaceful rally then turned quite nasty, as we now know. And one of the people who was at that and who filled me in on things was Anita O'Shea. She's been living here for 28 years and she told me with her dog Floyd what exactly happened from the very start.
The parents had called for a peaceful protest up in Harryville, where they expected councillors to be present to answer questions and for us to be able to ask questions of what might be done in the area. So it was a good turnout for the parents. There was a lot of support shown and we were all okay, but I started noticing youths with their faces covered and the hoods down and the latex gloves on, and I thought, this is going sideways. Got here just as it started to form up and there was police there as well. As I got here, the first brick was thrown at the police and then followed by a bottle, and I said, this is my house, these are my windows and I'm British, leave them alone. And they said, who's next door? I said, that's rental property. And they said, who's next door? And I said, they're Romanians. And with that, there was a boat parked along there and they took the tow bar off it and it went through the windows and they just went bump, 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 bounced down the five, six houses down here. And after they'd done that, they said, is there any other locals along here? A bit late now. I didn't know at this time that somebody'd kicked in my back gate. And then the night just progressed on from there. The police that were standing there were just in normal clothes. They didn't have any riot gear. They just moved back. There was nothing they could do.
From what you could ascertain, there were people there that were not from the locality.
If you come to a peaceful protest with your face covered, your hood down and latex gloves on, you're not there to support anybody. And with all this going on over the last three nights now, the initial reason for the get-together has been forgotten about. It's all about overpowering the police.
That first night, how scared were you in this house?
I wasn't scared, I was angry. As I say, last night when it was quiet was when I got nervous.
What of the second night of incidents here?
The second night, the damage was done and the Romas had moved out. But the second night, it was all targeted against the police.
Another protest is planned tonight, we see online. Do you have any concerns heading into that?
Yes, no sleep again. And I mean, I've got to get up for work in the mornings. The ones doing all the wrecking are having a jolly good laugh and a run around, and then they get to sleep all day and then come out and do it all again, as they complain that this is what the people that are coming in that they've just chased out do. You know, they're going to just get up and do it all again.
What other protective measures have you had to take in recent days?
Flags up. I've never put a flag up in my life. In here in 28 years I've never put a flag up. I've got two up now. So I've got the Ulster flag and the Union Jack, and where they broke the window up the side, it's boarded. But a lot of the other houses that did belong to them are boarded, so I thought I'd better add a bit here, and I've got British Household painted on it.
So that's Anita O'Shea at Clonavon Terrace. Barry, what's the view across the town in general?
Well, Ballymena, when I was in it a little earlier, the town centre, quieter than my previous few visits here. Some people simply staying away from the town after the view, after the events of recent days. Now, the local MP here is, of course, Jim Allister, the leader of the traditional unionist voice. And on Good Morning Ulster earlier, he put down the problems in Ballymena in recent days to, quote, undocumented Roma coming on busloads from the Republic into Ballymena. Now, he was vociferously challenged on that view, but there is many people who have strident reviews on migration who I met who didn't want to go on microphone, and also those from migrant communities who are quite simply terrified after recent days. Speaking to those in the Filipino community, one man telling me how many members are undergoing counselling after what happened, especially on the first night of these recent events. But as I say, a real mixed views, mix of views in the town centre, as we can hear now.
I'm a lecturer at the college up here, and a lot of the students are from East Europe and that, and it's ridiculous the way they're treated up here. And it's not a new thing, this may be more extensively, but like we had students last year who were Polish and put out of their house like around the same time last year by similar people. And compared to I live in Belfast, when something like this happens, your local politicians, local community is out defending people, not supporting the people doing the attacks. So I think there's a lot going on here that people don't want to talk about.
The events of recent days festering for some time.
Yeah, definitely. And particularly a lot of people would say when the most recent elections and the TUV especially were playing the anti-immigrant card and whipping tensions up and legitimising attitudes that really don't have much basis in reality. You know, a lot of the problems here to do with economic decline, factories closing down, old industries moving out. It's nothing to do with people from overseas. So
how do you stop it? How do you put a lid on this now?
I honestly don't know. Once people let stuff like this out, it's very hard to pull it back in. So
the violence, it's scary, this violence. It's scary. So it's just seeing TV, and it's just happening around you, and it seems to be happening everywhere now.
What's your hope for tonight?
My hope for tonight is it's going to be peace, quiet. Now, they say we're going to get thunder and lightning, so we do. So maybe if there's thunder and lightning, there'll be nothing. There'll be nothing happened.
Well, I didn't like the scenes. I didn't like what happened in the first place. But I didn't like the scenes. No, obviously not. It's not good. It's not good for the town. It doesn't give Ballymena a good name. And it's a good place. It's a great shopping place. Great shopping town, so I've lived here a long time. I haven't been in to see exactly what happened. I tend to stay away from it, so.
Barry, earlier you were at Larne Leisure Centre, which is the scene of that fire attack last night. What did you hear there?
Yeah, and the PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher saying in the last short while how families around here at Ballymena, first of all, had to hide in wardrobes during the disturbances. And we also heard how a brick was thrown through the window of that leisure centre whilst a big yoga class was underway before it was ultimately fire attacked, in the belief that families had been temporarily moved from here to the Larne Leisure Centre. A major clean-up operation underway there this morning as locals watched on and local politicians arrived.
It's a total disgrace what has happened in Larne. Total disgrace. No need for it. No need to attack buildings.
Who'd you put the blame on?
The person that leaked the information is to blame and should be paying for the damage. Whoever leaked that information is responsible for what went wrong last night. It should have been kept private.
I'm Danny Donnelly, I'm an Alliance MLA for East Antrim. You can see the destruction. The windows have been put in. There's significant fire damage to the front of the building. It's absolutely unacceptable that this building has been attacked. This is a council facility open to everybody. It was attacked by a masked gang with racist intent last night. The police were attacked. This facility was attacked with stones, bricks and fire. And certainly it will be out of action for a significant period of time.
And staff here at the moment trying to secure the building, going through the wreckage as well.
I absolutely commend the staff for keeping people who were here safe last night. They did fantastic work. They ushered people outside doors. They were able to get people to their cars safely. And they stayed until the windows came in around them. But they were put under a very frightening situation, and that should not be the case.
Do we know how long the leisure centre might be out of action for?
No, we don't know at the minute. Now, there will be assessments done today, but certainly there's significant damage there, so services will not be available in the same way that they normally are.
A group of cancer survivors as well had class, I think, due for today, so they're not able to use it either.
It's people like that, and groups of older people that would come here for friendship groups, and people come for fitness classes. It's a very, very busy community hub.
What are you hearing from constituents today?
People are disgusted and terrified that this will go on, and it needs to stop now. There can be no more actions. We need calm on our streets. We do not need any more destruction. It's a miracle that nobody was injured or killed last night. We've had three or four nights of this now, and I hope that that is the end of it. I hope that we do have calm on our streets. We need to have peace. People need to be able to live in their homes peacefully and know that they'll be secured.
Is there any expectation of calm, though, tonight?
I would appeal to anybody who has any influence to do what they can to keep people off the streets who are intent on causing trouble.
Finally, Barry, events in Larne now at the centre of fresh cries from the Stormont executive.
That's right, yes, a potentially fresh political crisis is ahead. This centres around the DUP's Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons, who of course is central to the any potential release of a tranche of funding to finally get the Casement Park project over the line in Belfast as well. But he's been criticised for a Facebook post in which he said he'd been made aware that a number of individuals were temporarily moved to Larne Leisure Centre. Now, that Facebook post and the subsequent events have prompted calls that his position is untenable and that he should resign. And those calls are led this evening by Northern Ireland's First Minister, Michelle O'Neill. She said that he had inflamed tensions and that he should go. However, Gavin Lyons, in the last short while, has said he is not going anywhere, that he's been the victim of a political pile-on, and all he was trying to do was offer clarity to counter any rumour and speculation that was going around. But several political parties back Michelle O'Neill for Gavin Lyons to go. He's not going anywhere. Where will this go, and whether what's happened in the terrace behind me may now have a contagion effect on the Stormont executive? Those are key questions to watch out in the days ahead. And one of the political leaders to pay a visit to the town here just a little short time ago was the SDLP leader Claire Hannah, and I asked her about the future of the DUP minister Gordon Lyons.
We didn't race out of the traps calling for a resignation. We're in a difficult situation, but we hope that Gordon Lyons would reflect on the lack of empathy in his statement. We referred him to the Standards Commissioner last night, and instead of doing that, instead of acknowledging the concerns people have about how he's responded, he has, I suppose, come out on the offensive and absolved himself of any wrongdoing. And I think it's difficult for people to have any confidence in his ability. And as I say, he's not just some random guy, and I don't think he is acting in a way that can command the confidence of most of the Assembly.
Michelle O'Neill, the First Minister, has called him to resign, that he has inflamed tensions. Would you go that far?
We wanted to give Gordon Lyons space to reflect and acknowledge, and he hasn't done that. And if he's not going to do that, then yes, he needs to resign.
The DUP leader, Gavin Robinson, saying he was fundamentally misrepresented over his post, that the council had confirmed that those families were in the leisure centre in Larne. That's the argument put forward by Gavin Robinson and indeed the minister.
I'm not sure if either of them have explained why he chose to go out and say that he wasn't consulted about this, and what, and I think this is a key question to Gordon Lyons, if he was consulted in the middle of the night about what to do with families who were effectively fleeing for their lives, what would he have done if he was consulted? And perhaps if we hear the answer to that, we'll know what he was intending to do.
And that is SDLP leader Claire Hannah ending Barry Lenehan's report in Ballymena.